memorization. The next news, we have Indonesia's international relations expert Hikmahanto Juwana, who said Indonesia should make the most of being a member of BRICS, which are Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Brazil, which is currently leading BRICS, officially announced Indonesia's membership on January 6, 2025. In an interview with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday, Hikmahanto pointed out that BRICS offers Indonesia a chance to shape the global economy and access new markets for Indonesian products, while also providing investment opportunities to support the country's development plan.
Of course, we need to take the advantage and try to optimize our membership at BRICS. How can we do that? Well, first of all, let me tell you this. The economic world order are mainly decided by the G7 countries. This includes the U.S. and other European countries, member of G7. Of course, we do not have the alternative, or the world does not have the alternative to have, another economic world order. Now, with the establishment of BRICS, of course, the world now have an alternative. And mind you this, BRICS countries are those who have, a huge population. A huge population mean that we have a huge market. Nevertheless, this is good for Indonesia. The advantage is we can shape policy of world economies.
Next, we have Minister of Religious Affairs on Sunday, February 2, 2025, Nasaruddin Umar expressed hopes the newly inaugurated Sri Sanatana Madharma Alayam Temple will become more than just a place of worship. He envisions it as a spiritual center and a hub for religious education. Beyond its religious significance, the temple represents social harmony, cultural collaboration, and Indonesia's commitment to religious tolerance and mutual cooperation. Moving on to Minister of Human Development and Culture of Indonesia, Pratikno, spoke about the importance of using AI to improve work. He shared this during Senin Besinergi program on Monday, February 3rd, 2025.
Mempermudah pekerjaan sehari-hari. Jadi bagaimana kita tahu banyak sekali yang bisa diotomatikan.
AI makes daily tasks easier. As we know, many things can be automated, not just mechanically but also analytically. I often ask AI questions out of curiosity, just through my phone, and within seconds, I get the answer.
He also stressed the need to keep a healthy work-life balance. Senin Besinergi is a weekly program by the Ministry of Human Development and Culture, held every Monday to share ideas and improve workplace collaboration. We end the news with Indonesia Railway Company, or KAI, that launched Ijen Express train service in East Java on February 1, 2025. It connects Ketapang Station in Banyuwangi with Malang Station. The train service aims to improve transportation in the region while boosting tourism and regional development. Ijen Express features almost 400 seats in executive and economy classes, and tickets can be booked through the access by the company app. The service comes after the success of the Tawang Alun train, which served over 500,000 passengers in 2024. Well, listeners, next we present the Voice of Indonesia commentary titled Free Birthday Health Checkups, Create Healthy Human Resources with Ana Trijayakasih.
Three common ways on free birthday health checkups create healthy human resources. Indonesian Ministry of Health has launched a free birthday health checkup program starting in February this year. Quoting kemenkes.go.id, the free checkups are carried out for those aged 0 to 6 years and 18 years up at public health centers. Meanwhile, those of school age 7 to 17 years old are carried out at schools in the new school year or in July each year. The examinations include those for congenital abnormalities in newborns and for those under 3 years old, growth and development measurements are carried out. Meanwhile, for the 6 years and above, blood pressure, blood sugar and kidney functions are measured, eye and ear examination, dental, also mental health examinations, and others are carried out. This program is certainly good news for all Indonesian people because those who have downloaded the Satu Sehat application will receive a notification 1 month before their birthday. The result of the health checks can be followed up. If someone is sick, will be treated immediately. If not, there will be preventive measures to avoid getting sick. Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin said that this free health check-up program could be one of the largest programs of the Indonesian government because it targets at least 280 million Indonesians. The government has prepared around 100,000 community health centers and 15,000 private clinics to facilitate free initial mental health checks. Support from all parties will certainly provide good results from the program. One of the aims is to develop human resources. Awareness and real action to carry out health checks must be carried out by all Indonesian people. In order to create a healthy, productive and competitive Indonesians at the global level. Free health checks. Check today, be healthy in the future. That was commentary today.
Well, listeners, that commentary concludes the Voice of Indonesia News Bulletin from Indonesia to the world. Next, we have the news report from the Indonesian government's plan to build 3 million houses annually, which is expected to increase the demand for cement and help address the excess supply of cement in the country. This was stated by the Special Envoy for Climate Change and Energy, Hashim Joyohadi Kusumo, on Sunday. He affirmed that implementing the housing program is a priority for the government under Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day. Thank you for still joining us, Indonesia Today, as it say, the English service of Radio Republik Indonesia that you can enjoy at voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Before we move to the next programs, let's enjoy this next song by an Indonesian male singer, Anmesh Kamaleng, with a song called Tiba Tiba, or literally means suddenly.
Mm-hmm. Tiba-tiba ku teringat dirinya dan semua cerita-cerita indah tentangku. Dan dia tiba-tiba dalam hati bertanya, sedang apa dan di mana dia? Masihkah dia menyimpan rasa? Rasa ini tiba-tiba ada. Setelah sekian lama kita berkisah, tak tahu mungkin memang masih ada rasa. Semoga dia rasakan yang sama. Hati bertanya, sedang apa dan di mana dia? Masihkah dia menyimpan rasa?
Burning the stone used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremonies, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua.
Ternyata engkau yang selalu kutunggu. Yang this world? Could this be that real love?
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is news from Indonesia. Tangerang Regency Government, Banten Province, encourages state civil servants within its government to pioneer the use of locally produced batik shoes to support the improvement of local small and medium enterprises. In addition, the obligation to use local products aims to encourage the progress of local SMEs and accelerate the rotation of the economic wheels in the region. That's news from Indonesia.
of Lombok offers not only natural beauty, but also an incredible cultural wealth. One of the places which must be visited is Sade Village in central Lombok. This village is a home to the Sasak tribe, the indigenous people of Lombok who still maintain their traditions and lifestyle. The main attraction of Sade Village is a traditional Sasak house called Baletani. These houses have three roofs, bamboo walls, and floors covered with a mixture of clay and buffalo dung, which is believed to make them strong and insect-free. Here, you can also watch the traditional weaving process carried out by the village women and try your hand at weaving with the guidance of the locals. Besides enjoying the beauty of the architecture and crafts, you can also watch traditional dance performances such as Gendang Belek and Perefean. Don't forget to interact with the friendly locals who are happy to share stories about their traditions. Sade Village is the perfect destination to get to know more about the Sasak culture. Make it an unforgettable experience in Lombok.
Single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006.
Sahabatku yang setia.
It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally Sahabat Tersayang, it was the meaning of Sahabat, best friend itself is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at that time, so it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my mother, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
This is the time for the show. Yeah.
Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Let's speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Labuan Bajo. Di Labuan Bajo,
which means in Labuan Bajo. You will listen to conversations about
keren, keren,
which means cool. The conversations is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Nana, a tour guide at a bistro in Labuan Bajo. After crossing from Sape Port, Sumbawa Island, to Labuan Bajo Port, Chris met Nana, who told him about the activity plan at Manta Point, a popular diving spot in Labuan Bajo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Keren, keren,
which means cool. We will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after us.
Keren, keren,
which means cool.
Kegiatan, kegiatan,
which means activity.
Besok, besok,
which means tomorrow.
Vlog, vlog,
which means vlog.
Menarik, menarik,
which means interesting.
Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog.
Bertemu, bertemu,
which means meet.
Pemuda Bajo, pemuda Bajo,
which means young Bajo people.
Menyelam, menyelam,
which means dive.
Tanpa, tanpa,
which means without.
Alat bantu, alat bantu,
which means supporting equipment. In the conversations, you hear the expression
keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog. There is the word
keren, keren,
which means cool, which is the expressions of amazement, excitement, and anticipation. Those feelings are related to Chris' amazement to the diving skill of young Bajo people, his excitement to the activity at Manta Point and to meet young Bajo people, and anticipations to make an interesting vlog. Other example, let's listen to another use of
keren, keren,
which means cool, in another sentence.
Penampilan Chris hari ini keren. Penampilan Chris hari ini keren,
which means Chris looks cool today.
Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo. Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo,
which means the scenery of Merah Beach in Labuan Bajo is so cool. The Bajo tribe who lives in some waters of Indonesia, such as Sulawesi, East Kalimantan, Maluku, and East Nusa Tenggara, is well known for their expertise in diving. They can dive with the supporting equipment for a quite long duration. Their diving skill was the inspiration of James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of Water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Kris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Well listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
keren. Keren.
Which means cool. We hope today's edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Farna Olivia.
Bye-bye.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Labuan Bajo. Di Labuan Bajo,
which means in Labuan Bajo. You will listen to conversations about
keren, keren,
which means cool. The conversations is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Nana, a tour guide at a bistro in Labuan Bajo. After crossing from Sape Port, Sumbawa Island, to Labuan Bajo Port, Chris met Nana, who told him about the activity plan at Manta Point, a popular diving spot in Labuan Bajo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Kris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool. We will say it two times slowly and please repeat after us.
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool.
Kegiatan. Kegiatan.
Which means activity.
Besok. Besok.
Which means tomorrow.
Vlog. Vlog.
Which means vlog.
Menarik. Menarik.
Which means interesting.
Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog.
Bertemu, bertemu.
Which means meet.
Pemuda Bajo, pemuda Bajo.
Which means young Bajo people.
Menyelam, menyelam.
Which means die.
Tanpa, tanpa.
Which means without.
Alat bantu, alat bantu.
Which means supporting equipment. In the conversations, you hear the expression
keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog. There is the word
keren, keren,
which means cool, which is the expressions of amazement, excitement, and anticipation. Those feelings are related to Chris' amazement to the diving skill of young Bajo people, his excitement to the activity at Manta Point and to meet young Bajo people, and anticipations to make an interesting vlog. Other example, let's listen to another use of
keren, keren,
which means cool, in another sentence.
Penampilan Chris hari ini keren. Penampilan Chris hari ini keren.
Which means Chris looks cool today.
Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo. Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo.
Which means the scenery of Merah Beach in Labuan Bajo is so cool. The Bajo tribe lives in some waters of Indonesia, such as Sulawesi, East Kalimantan, Maluku, and East Nusa Tenggara, is well known for their expertise in diving. They can dive with a sporting equipment for a quite long duration. Their diving skill was the inspiration of James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of Water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Well, listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about...
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool. We hope today's edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Sarah Olivia.
Bye-bye.
Sampai jumpa.
Aku suka lupa untuk perasaan suami sendiri ya, kayak gimana perasaan suami itu ternyata juga sedih, cuman aku selalu ngarepin dia untuk ngelatin aku. Mungkin ternyata dia juga butuh sebenarnya dikuatin.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua? Haruskah ku memendam semua rasa? Haruskah ku memenjarakan asa? Hanya karena cinta kita tak seperti apa yang mereka mengerti. Mungkin berat tapi ku tahu apa yang kita jalan di. Thank you.
anak-anak yang lain. Nah itu kita di situ melawan dunia, bahwa kita tidak percaya bahwa itu. Dan ini di Adam keadaannya pasti berbeda, nah, mungkin sama dengan yang sebelum-sebelumnya.
Jadi kita justru mau mematahkan apa kata dokter maupun apa kata literatur yang sudah mengatakan bahwa 3-13 itu pasti umurnya tidak banyak. Kita mau mematahkan statement itu. Kita pengen ngasih yang terbaik untuk Adam dari hal medis maupun dari rasa kasih sayang. Itu benar-benar kita lakukan dengan sepenuh hati. Dan tentunya juga perjuangan juga bentuk cinta sih, bahwa kita yakin bahwa Adam bisa sembuh walaupun belum ada obatnya untuk penyakitnya. Cuman kita harus yakin bahwa kondisinya pasti akan membaik.
Aku tahu apa yang kita jalani.
Oh, sulit mereka pahami, namun ku yakin ada jalan.
Ada jalan.
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan, serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. From Indonesia to the world.
Halo pendengar RRI Voice of Indonesia di seluruh dunia, selamat malam. Saya Agus Antika akan menemani kebersamaan di siaran Bahasa Indonesia kali ini selama satu jam ke depan. Hari ini kita akan menikmati sajian informasi serta lagu-lagu terbaik dari Indonesia. Jadi tetap bersama kami, Voice of Indonesia. Diawali dengan warta berita dibacakan oleh Sumarno dan komentar Voice of Indonesia dibacakan oleh Nova Kasim.
Dari Jakarta, Voice of Indonesia, dalam Warta Berita.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan Warta Berita. Megawati mengatakan, selamatkan anak korban perang demi peradaban dunia. Perkuat bilateral, Dubes Republik Indonesia resmikan konsulat kehormatan di Bulgaria. Bersama saya Sumarno, inilah Warta Berita selengkapnya. Presiden ke-5 Republik Indonesia Megawati Soekarnoputri mengatakan, semua pihak mempunyai tanggung jawab untuk menjaga masa depan anak-anak di belahan dunia demi masa depan peradaban dunia, termasuk korban dan penyintas perang di Palestina dan Ukraina saat ini. Hal ini disampaikan Megawati dalam sambutannya saat menghadiri pertemuan di Museum San Silvestro in Lauro Roma Minggu malam. Megawati dalam keterangannya di Jakarta Senin menyatakan sangat bangga dan merasa terhormat berada dalam forum sangat luar biasa ini. Kementerian Pertanian komitmen untuk terus meningkatkan produktivitas sektor pertanian di berbagai wilayah di Indonesia dengan mengandalkan peran petani milenial melalui program Bridge Pangan. Menteri Pertanian Andi Amran Sulaiman dalam keterangannya di Jakarta Senin menyebut, ada beberapa strategi untuk memastikan target swasembada dan ketahanan pangan dapat diwujudkan, salah satunya melalui pembentukan Bridge Pangan ini. Bahkan Kementan juga telah menjalankan program optimasi lahan dan cetak sawah hingga pemberian dukungan berupa alat dan mesin pertanian Al-Sintan. Duta Besar Republik Indonesia untuk Bulgaria merangkap Albania dan Macedonia Utara, Iwan Bogananta meresmikan Konsulat Kehormatan Republik Indonesia yang berkedudukan di offshore Burgas, Bulgaria pada Minggu waktu setempat. Iwan Bogananta dalam siaran pers KBRI Sofia Senin menyebutkan, penunjukan Konsulat Kehormatan untuk wilayah Burgas ini adalah bagian dari penguatan hubungan bilateral Indonesia dan Bulgaria, khususnya pada sektor perdagangan, investasi, sosial budaya, sektor pariwisata, dan ketenaga kerjaan. Dubes Iwan menegaskan, penempatan itu sekaligus memperkenalkan